Shadows on the Wall, a Christmas Story from 2007. He took the last photo frame down from the wall and added it to several others in a small box on the table. He looked around the room, then back at the box. Was that it? 3 years of living with Jane, fitting into one small cardboard box and a few shadows on the wall where the pictures had hung. His eyes wandered to a small dent in the wall near the kitchen door. Not quite. He shook his hand, remembering how in his rage he'd punched the wall. It was 3 months ago since he'd come home early to find the woman who he thought was the love of his life in bed with a complete stranger. She'd not even tried to disguise what she was doing, just laid there with a smirk on her face. "Now you know," was all she said. He turned and walked out, but not before hitting the wall so hard with his fist that he'd broken several small bones in his hand. After a night lost in various bars, he'd arrived home to find Jane gone. Over the next few weeks, several friends, or at least people he thought as being friends, had told him that Jane had been playing around some time. Like a jigsaw puzzle, small items from the previous months had fallen into place, and he realized just what an idiot he'd been. Weeks turned into months, and the shop started to fill with the glittering sights and sounds that can only belong to Christmas. His house still remained empty except for memories. One night, he was sitting in a chair, sipping a drink, looking at the shadows left where the pictures used to be. Had he ever known love? True love? His mind went back 5 years to the summer he'd spent in France, after graduating from college. Yes, he'd known love. Known it, and lost it. It had been a wonderful time. The cares of studying over, the pressures of a job not yet begun, 6 months lazing around in the south of France. Then there'd been Pascal. He'd been sitting in a bar next to the beach when she'd walked in. The sun had been setting, seemingly surrounding her with a red glow that matched the copper tinge of her hair, making it look almost on fire. Like in all good romance movies, her eyes had met across the crowded floor. But in his case, she'd looked at him, then turned and walked back out the door. That brief moment of eye contact, though, had left a message written across his heart, setting him a challenge which over the next couple of weeks he'd taken up. 10 days from the moment their eyes first met, they'd laid in each other's arms, bodies, hearts, souls and minds joined as one. For the rest of the summer they'd been together, until it was time for him to go, and even then phone calls and emails had kept their romance alive. Then one day, she told him on the phone that she could not be contacting him any more. She did not give her reasons, and her last words of, "I will always love you," had just left him confused as well as heartbroken. Yes, he thought, his eyes once more straying to the shadows on the wall. He'd known love. His thoughts were interrupted by the ringing of the doorbell. When he opened the door, there stood a woman, perhaps a little younger than him, with dark hair. She handed him a letter. Written on the top of the envelope was his name. "Please," said the woman, with a slight hint of a French accent, "you have to read the letter." He went to open the letter, then noticed a small face peering from behind a woman, her curly red hair only half hidden by a hat. Something about her seemed familiar. "Please," he said, opening the door, "come inside." He led the pair into the living room, where they sat while he opened the letter. "Peter," he read, "if you receive this letter, I will no longer be with you. I have been very ill, and I know my time in this world is not much longer." He looked up at the woman and noticed the dark rings under her eyes. He read on. "My love, I have never forgotten you, and saying goodbye to you over the phone like I did was the hardest thing I've ever had to say." A shock of reality hit him. He looked to the window, his lips mouthing one word. "Pascal?" The woman nodded. Yes, she sadly passed away 2 weeks ago, but she made me promise to bring you this letter before she died. I am Joelle, Pascal's sister." He could see the tears starting to swell in Joelle's eyes. Not knowing what to say, he went back to the letter. "I had to say what I did. I know now perhaps it was wrong, but at the time I did not know want you to hate me." How could he ever have hated her? "I was confused, embarrassed, and scared. Later I realized what I'd done was wrong, and that you of all people would have understood. But by then it was too late." The words had been said, and the deed had been done. "Peter, a few months after you left, I found I was pregnant." The room seemed to spin, a myriad of emotions swept through him like a tidal wave. The rest of the words seemed to swim before his eyes until he got to the last line. "Please don't be mad at me. Remember, I will always love you." He put down the letter, his hands trembling, a thousand questions springing to his lips, each remaining unasked. Joelle ushered the small girl towards him, a packet clasped in her hands. "This," she said, her eyes now filled with tears, "is Pascal's daughter. Her name is Angela. She has a gift for you."
"Merry Christmas,"
Angela said, her face breaking into a smile of pleasure as she managed to say the words.
"Thank you, Angela. Bon Noël to you,"
he said, taking the package from the small hands, now noticing how much she looked like her mother. The child gave him a small smile, her fingers just touching his for a moment. Slowly he opened the package. There were two pictures, one of Pascal and one of Angela. Written on the bottom of Pascal's pictures were the words, "To the man I will always love." He looked up at Joelle, a film of tears across his eyes.
"She made me promise to bring you the pictures," Joelle said, a small smile touching her lips.
She reached across and took the pictures from his shaking hands. Moving across the room, she hung them over the shadows left by the images of a previous life.
"And after all, every father should have a picture of their daughter on display."